The University of North Texas Health Science Center at Fort Worth is a premier academic medical center that believes in the bigger picture of health. We're committed to ensuring a healthy future for everyone. Learn more at treatboldly.unthsc.edu.
At Kroger, we want our fresh produce to meet your expectations, which is why we're dedicated to doing up to a 27-point inspection on our fruits and veggies, checking for things like scarring. In fact, only the best produce, like zesty oranges and crisp carrots, reach our shelves. Because when it comes to fresh, our higher standards mean fresher produce. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save a Dollar Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
This is our Signal Storm podcast.
Be honest. How many of you, when I was talking about getting rid of GovEd, when I was talking about parental school choice, how many of you kind of glazed over? It's like, man, what is Chris doing with this is something it's something okay to talk about, but really, what does this have to do with anything? Be honest with you. How many of you said that? Well, almost on cue, my friends, the week after we do our special on school choice, parental school choice, a week after that, the evidence as to why this Salcedo Storm podcast was so prescient in pushing that point comes to light. Let me share with you from Fairfax, Virginia. Fairfax, Virginia, as you know, one of the worst gov ed systems. Major indoctrination, LGBTQ, ABCD, EFG, cultural Marxism, the critical race, hate whitey theory, all the transgenderism, letting in Loudoun County, one of the neighboring counties to Fairfax, Loudoun County, they are allowing young men to identify as women so they can get access to young women to rape them, not once, but twice. You know, if you doubt me, folks, go ahead and look those up. Loudoun County, Virginia, rape, transgender, and you're going to find the most sick and disgusting story, the betrayal of GovEd to our parents. As one father had his little girl raped, the school district had to keep it a secret because it was a sainted transgender, who, by the way, was faking being transgender. And then they transferred him to another school and he raped another little girl, all because of left-wing lunatics, all because of, frankly, individuals inside the school system who should be prosecuted for abuse of children. Just saying. So from Fairfax, Virginia, have a listen to this mom tell her story.
My name is Neely McAllister, and I am a Fairfax County mother of four. It is no secret that Fairfax County was one of the worst school districts when it came to pandemic mandates and school shutdowns. After Governor Youngkin announced his executive order banning mask mandates in school, my daughter, who is here with me now, she stood firm in her decision to no longer wear a mask to school. And for that, she was suspended 11 times. 11 times for not wearing a mask. Think about how absurd that sounds.
Yes, it only makes sense in the minds of lawless leftists. You know, I don't want to say it was a relief to know this was going on around the rest of the country. That's probably not the word. But it was happening in Texas as well. Governor Greg Abbott putting the prohibition on GovEd forcing students into masks. And GovEd did it anyway. Why? Because there was no punishment outlined for GovEd. They knew they could do it without getting punished because government doesn't punish other government. And who pays the price? Our kids. This little girl showed more integrity in compliance with the law, then did the lawless school district, and she was suspended for it. She was suspended for complying with the law. Now, you guys tell me, where does that make sense anywhere in logic? It does not. It does not. And it shows you who we're turning over our kids to a bunch of lawless left-wing morons, who, again, I believe belong in jail, not anywhere near our children.
that even the New York Times recently had to admit that masks were essentially ineffective and useless, despite all the negative consequences caused by heavy-handed mandates forced onto us by bureaucrats and teachers' unions. There was a silver lining. Parents in Fairfax County and in school districts across this country now had a front row seat to what their children were learning.
Yeah, I got to say, a front row seat, and it was a horror show. And you know who's even more ticked off about this than your liberty-loving Latino? It's the nation's moms. It's our nation's women who are watching this crap being done to their kids. And so they're standing up and they're wagging their finger and saying, shame on you, to these out-of-control left-wing nutjob school boards.
School. And in most cases, we were dismayed and appalled at the adult subject matter that was not only on the bookshelves, easily accessible on the bookshelves of taxpayer-funded libraries, but also being forced upon them in the classroom.
Folks, you should see the looks on the moms' faces in this school board meeting. They're all in disbelief. They're in disbelief. They're angry. And they're dishing this out to a bunch of unaccountable whack jobs. These school boards are populated with left-wing, unaccountable whack jobs. Oh, somebody in the left says that it's avant-garde. It's somehow left-wing and informed to expose children to pornography and to groom children for sex. That's somehow supposed to be something that is celebrated and avant-garde. No. That's something to be decried. You know, the Texas Scorecard has been doing some yeoman's work by publishing some headlines. Maybe I should share some of these headlines. It's an appropriate time because this is what's happening inside of your GovEd system, okay? South Texas teachers, plural, a man and a female, arrested for sex with students. If convicted, the educators face 20 years in prison. You know, do you guys think that 20 years in prison is enough? You mess around sexually with a child, shouldn't there be stronger penalty? Firing squad, maybe? I mean, if you ask the parents what the penalty should be if you sexually abuse one of their children, I think firing squad would be the most tame. Tyler ISD, middle school teacher, arrested for what? Sexual assault of a child. This is what GovEd is teeing up for us. A bunch of, it's becoming a place where predators, child predators, can easily get access to their prey. And that's your government-run education system. The worst mistake this country ever made was allowing the government to educate our children.
So not only were we finally figuring out what they were actually being taught in schools, but it exposed the complete disdain for parental input.
They hate you. These folks in GovEd hate you, parents. You're getting in the way of them being able to instruct your children and create the next generation of Marxists and perverts and freaks. And sadly, folks, I think I played a sentence. Did I play it here or did I play it on the radio show? There was a woman who was, well, she identifies as a woman, I don't know, but she biologically is a woman, who was a teacher who says, you know, I'm going to quit because all of a sudden these parents are coming out of the woodwork and all of a sudden they're saying, I can't teach LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxism. I can't teach the hate whitey theory. I can't teach any of this stuff. So I'm just going to quit. You know, I'm all inclusive. I got my gay pride flag in my classroom. Oh, you're all inclusive? Where's your straight pride flag? Where's your straight pride flag? If you welcome as a GovEd teacher all input and you respect everybody, then why do you only have a flag celebrating gayness? They don't just celebrate everybody. They celebrate one deviant outlook, which is, again, this sexualization of our children. And none of this should be topics or subject matter in GovEd. Who said this was their job? who said this was their job. Listen.
Hi, my name's Knox Zajac. I'm 11 years old, and I go to Windham Middle School. I'm a sixth grader. I was in the library, and this book was on a stand. I'd like to read you a page. My back over my hips as I ask if we should take our clothes off. And he's saying yes before I finish my sentence. He's pulling off my t-shirt, laughing when I can't undo his shirt buttons. He's undoing my belt. I'm reaching into his bedside drawer for a condom. We're kissing again. We're rolling over. Obviously, you can see where this is going. I don't know if it's because we're feeling especially emotional or just tired, or these past couple of weeks have been too much. But this reminds me so much of the first time we had sex. We were both f***ing terrified, and the whole thing was kind of terrible because we didn't know what we were doing. But it was good too, so good, because we were a mess of emotions, and we were scared and excited, and everything felt new. So this sort of thing, this sort of feels like that. Nick touches me like he's scared that any minute. Now, this book was at my middle school, and it was on a stand. When I rented it out to show my dad it, the librarian asked if I wanted more and if I wanted a graphic novel version.
Let that sink in for a second. This 11-year-old child was asked by GovEd, hey, do you like that book about sex at 11 years old? Do you want a graphic novel so you can see them having the sex act? Do you want to see it? This is what passes for education. This is what your money is being stolen out of your pockets to do by Republican legislators who used to be in the Texas legislature by the name of Dan Huberty. This is the crap they've been opening up our kids to so they could get a payday. And I'm sick of it. This is disgusting. It's perverted. Sex has no place inside of GovEd. It is not their job to teach sex. Gay sex, heterosexual sex, sex of any kind. It's not their job. Who the hell told them it was? And frankly, folks, the conservative movement is sick and tired of it. And I think finally the Republicans in this state have gotten the message. One of the most stalwart and vocal individuals supporting parental school choice is the governor of the state of Texas. His name is Greg Abbott. We'll talk to him next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to TexasScorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
The governor of the great state of Texas put out a list of the 7 priorities, the emergency items that he wants to have addressed. We're going to go over those because one of them is critically important to the future of this country and this state. It's a pleasure to welcome back to the Salcedo Storm podcast, Governor Greg Abbott. Sir, glad you made it back.
Always a pleasure, Chris. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. 7 emergency items that I want to go over, and then I want to focus in on them. I want to read them off so the folks know what you have laid out as a priority from your office. Cutting property taxes. Love it. Ending the China virus restrictions forever. Yes. Education freedom for all Texans. Absolutely. School safety. Yes. Ending revolving door bail. An absolute necessity. Securing the border and fighting the fentanyl crisis. So all of that is fantastic. Great priorities coming from your office. And I want to focus in on education freedom if I can first. You're headed to Conroe, and then you're headed to Corsicana to talk about this. Isn't it vital that any bill that the government passes here in Texas ensures the tentacles of government do not get into parochial schools or homeschooling?
Well, it is, and that's the way this works is the funding follows the student, and what the court decisions have ruled is that government will not be able to control what goes on in those schools other than to ensure that certain standards are achieved. In other words, the schools that are credentialized by the state of Texas already would be schools that people could use for those funds. And those funds can be used in all different kinds of ways. It can be used either for going to another public school, going to a charter school, going to a private school, for homeschooling, for a blend of several of those. And what it really does is it puts parents in charge of the education of the future of the child. And we've seen this desperately needed in the aftermath of COVID, when some parents saw their children falling behind because they were forced to learn from home. We've seen it really recently when we've seen the woke agenda penetrate our school system, not just in urban areas, but also in small little rural towns. And so it's outrageous what some of our kids are being taught. And as a result, parents are desperate for a need to find some other school to take their child to educate them, as opposed to having a child indoctrinated by this leftist agenda.
Right. And a lot of parents are indignant. I've been indignant for years that we are forced to fund an organization that is anti-Christian, anti-religion, anti-faith, and the secularization of all of this. And so I think it's a wonderful work that you and the legislature have undertaken, and praise God we can get it done. Let's turn our focus onto the border, because Joe Biden, it's a daunting task, Governor, and you know this. Joe Biden has allowed 6.5 million illegal aliens into the country, 1.3 million gotaways, and again, those gotaways, we have no idea how many of them are military into the state of Texas, foreign military, drug dealers, narco-terrorists, radicalized Islamic fundamentalist terrorists. We just don't know. And then, of course, the fentanyl crisis, this new drug that's out there called the zombie drug. I'm sure you've received a briefing on that. The sex trafficking, the illegal guns flowing across that border because of what Washington is doing to Texas. So every single time I talk, I hear the frustration in your voice. Is Texas ready to graduate to the next steps to protect Texas?
We're preparing for that as we speak, and there's a hyper reason for it. As you know, the Biden administration has announced that they are going to end Title 42 in May. The Biden administration themselves said that if Title 42 goes away, there could be as many as 18,000 people coming across the border illegally a day. Add that up, and it adds up to more than 6 million people a year. And that's one reason why I brought on a 23-year member and leader of the Border Patrol to be the Texas border czar. This is somebody who brings decades of experience working on the border in Texas, as well as some other states, as well as in Border Patrol headquarters in Washington, D.C. And he's helping us implement new strategies and new plans to be able to deal with the potential onslaught of even more illegal immigration. Let me go back to some of those metrics that you talked about on gotaways, and we're working on each of these categories. There are people and drugs and things that come across the border that get past Border Patrol, and what we have done through the Texas Department of Public Safety as well as National Guard, we've apprehended well over 350,000 gotaways. We have seized fentanyl that got past Border Patrol. So much fentanyl, it's enough to kill every man, woman, and child in the entire United States of America. And also, we're going after the criminals that got past the Border Patrol. DPS has arrested more than 25,000 people who were wanted for dangerous crimes like murder and rape and other crimes. That these people would be wandering around our country if it were not for the Operation Lone Star that we have down on the border.
Well, it is so needed. And on this same vein, by the way, Governor Greg Abbott is our guest. Sir, as we've witnessed the Democrat Party unleash all of this lawlessness harming Texas, I'm sure you were among conservatives like me looking to the skies when the communist China balloon wafted right in. And now we're learning, Governor, that the administration mapped this thing, tracked this thing from when it rose up over China, allowed it to breach our airspace, and allowed it to complete its mission. And let me just read something from some periodicals that we have pulled up on this, and I'll get your reaction. There's a man by the name of Michael Pillsbury in testimony before the U.S.-China Security Review Commission that warned China could use an electromagnetic pulse weapon against the United States electric grid, our three grids, East Coast, West Coast, and the Texas grid. As the late EMP expert Dr. Peter Pry explained numerous times in testimony, a key means of delivering such a weapon would be a low-tech balloon at elevation, 61,000 feet. With a menace like the Biden administration already showing us, Governor, that they're willing to harm Americans with their open border policies, how much longer do you think Texas can afford not to harden our grid against an EMP attack?
Well, I have seen some commentary suggest that one reason why this is a potential threat, and that is this would be a tactic that China would want to use in collaboration with their invasion of Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes sense. I mean, if they were to impair our grid, our capability of responding to China invading Taiwan would be impaired, obviously. And so this is something that is a topic of conversation around the Capitol in Austin, Texas, as well as around the Capitol in the United States. And it's something that a lot of people's eyes were open to, exactly because of the balloon that was allowed to traverse across the country. But let's go back to where you began on your question, and that is Sleepy Joe Biden is asleep at the wheel on this. We shouldn't even have to be concerned about this because we should have a president of the United States who is protecting our airways. But instead, we got open borders, open airways, complete abdication of securing our country whatsoever. A president has one primary responsibility, and that is national security. And it's a topic that Joe Biden has failed. And that's exactly why in less than 2 years, he's going to lose office. And we're going to have some Republican in there who's going to regain control of our borders, regain control of our skies, regain national security, and make America safer.
Well, I have said this before on television. I'm going to say it I've said it on radio, that you are more of a president of the United States than the current boob who sits in the Oval Office is. And I firmly believe that because you as a governor of Texas are doing more to protect every other state than this man is doing. And again, on the EMP, I don't know if you've seen this documentary. It's called Grid Down, Power Up. There's a 12-minute version of it that that you would get the gist. And it's statistical analysis from the federal government itself and from reporting. An EMP attack would be devastating to a loss of life that would be catastrophic in this country. Will Texas secure the power grid?
Yes. Our focus, one of our multiple focuses this session, is to ensure that we have a secure and reliable power grid. Because obviously we've seen what can happen when the grid doesn't work. And so we will take the action needed to make sure that our grid remains reliable, period.
More of a president than Joe Biden is the governor of the great state of Texas, Greg Abbott. Sir, we appreciate your time as always.
You take care. God bless.
That's going to do it for this edition of the Salcedo Storm Podcast. Do me a favor, would you please? And do yourself a favor. Check out TexasScorecard.com. TexasScorecard.com. They have been like a laser focused on several issues impacting we the people. Education, the LGBTQ, ABCDEFG, cultural Marxism, the transvestite story hours, all of this stuff that's attacking your children, they have been focused on to protect your kids. Whereas that's a stark contrast between, well, a lot of people in government who are looking out for themselves and not for your children. Hey, also check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you can track down the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas. There's an app for that, so you can hear it all over the world, if you wish. Also, check out the Chris Salcedo Show on Newsmax TV, 4 o'clock Eastern to 5, Monday through Friday. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government, but rather it's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me, we, the people. See ya.
The University of North Texas Health Science Center at Fort Worth is a premier academic medical center that believes in the bigger picture of health. We're committed to ensuring a healthy future for everyone. Learn more at treatboldly.unthsc.edu.